Friends of Mid-America Reformed Seminary to episode 4 of our Officeology podcast. I'm Jared Luchbord, Director of Marketing here at the seminary. And sitting across from me is one of our beloved professors of many years. Can I say decades? Okay. Reverend Mark Vanderhart, Associate Professor of Old Testament Studies, our Ministerial Apprenticeship Program Director, and Dean of Students. Thank you for joining Officeology, Reverend Vanderhart.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the reason I invited you on to this audio program was because you recently returned from quite a long trip to Riga, Latvia. Now, this is a yearly occasion for you that involves some special work for you as a professor. Enlighten our listeners for a moment. Why do you go to Latvia every summer?
This current trip, which was from May 22 to July 20, was my 14th time in the country of Latvia. In the capital city of Latvia, which is Riga, is a seminary, Baltic Reformed Theological Seminary. And I go to Latvia for a number of reasons, but chiefly in order to teach at the seminary in Riga.
And what do you teach there exactly?
I always teach what the seminary officials there require. Usually it's in the area of Old Testament studies, pre-exilic prophets, post-exilic prophets. I've taught a course, a survey of the Pentateuch. I've taught an elective on Isaiah. I've taught the biblical languages in more recent years, Greek and Hebrew. But mostly, it's in the area of Old Testament studies. Occasionally, I teach outside of that. I have taught a class on the doctrine of the church, ecclesiology, on three occasions. And this past May and June, I taught a course on theological anthropology, which is kind of a fancy title for the doctrine of man. That course was the first course, sort of a basic theology course, for a new program that the seminary there has started on counseling. And before they get into courses that deal with counseling proper, they wanted to have a solid theological foundation. That's why they asked me to teach the course on the doctrine of man, theological anthropology. And so I go to Latvia because the seminary there invites me to come to teach.
How did you get acquainted with the seminary over there, and how long have you been going to Riga?
My first teaching trip to Riga, Latvia, was in November of 1999. So we're talking 22 years ago. At the end of the 1990s, the Reformed Church had a very small presence at all in the country of Latvia, but a seminary was started at the instigation and the leadership of one of the Reformed pastors in Riga, a pastor by the name of Reverend Elvis Sauka. He came into contact with Dr. George van Groningen, who has passed away several years ago, who has taught at Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. And after that, he taught also at Covenant Seminary in St. Louis. In any case, Dr. van Groningen established a seminary and basically gave direction for its curriculum and its teachers, and gave very good, solid direction to the seminary in its early years. And when he came back in September 1998, he contacted me, he called me, and said that I had to go and teach in November of 1998. And Dr. van Groningen was a dear man, great professor, good friend, and he's quite persistent. And he really insisted that I go in November of 98, but that wasn't possible, and I finally convinced him that no, November of 98 will not work. And then he said, well, okay, then you will go in November of 1999. And that's when I went to experience Latvia, which at that time was only 8 years after it had declared its independence from the Soviet Union. In other words, it had reestablished its identity as an independent republic. And so the country was still going through its transition from a Soviet era to a free democratic era. So in the early years, I went every 3 years to teach until the leaders of the seminary persuaded me that they really needed the biblical languages taught. And you can't teach Greek and Hebrew in 2 weeks' time. You need a longer period of time. And so they said, well, can you come then in the summer months? And beginning in the year 2011 was my first time there in the summer months, almost 6 weeks, where I taught biblical Greek. And I've been going back every year since 2011. The only break in that, of course, was last year when the COVID-19 epidemic basically closed the borders of Latvia as well as many other European countries. So I did miss going there last year, but this year the Latvian government began to release, or should we say relax, some of the restrictions, and I was given permission by the Latvian government to come back near the end of May.
Now, you've been going lately longer than 6 weeks now.
It varies. It varies. This last time was actually 2 months, but that was at the insistence of the seminary officials in Riga, because I taught 3 courses this time, and they also wanted me to stay around after the end of my last course for, what shall I call it, consultation, discussions with the seminary leaders there on future direction, future plans, sort of a 5-year, 10-year plan. And the reason why that was necessary is because of COVID, in a way, because when COVID struck a year and a half ago, it forced the seminary there to go to a Zoom format in terms of teaching. But once Russian pastors, Reformed pastors in Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Ukraine, when they discovered that a Reformed education was available via Zoom and they didn't have to physically travel to Riga, Latvia, then they started coming into the seminary program, which is a great and exciting thing because it now opens new doors for the extension of the seminary education beyond physically Riga, but now to reach in many, many places in Russia itself.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about teaching there? I mean, and perhaps maybe go into the dynamics of what it's like teaching in that classroom. Do you see quite a difference there than what it's like to teach here, besides being in a different country, of course?
Yeah, it is different. Certain things are always the same. You always have to go into your lecture, you know, having mastered the material for the day and being ready to teach that, and trying to get through that. The students, though, are quite different there, not simply because they're from a different nationality. The number of pastoral students, men preparing for ordained gospel ministry, is relatively small. The reason for that is because the Reformed presence in the Baltics is quite small. Lithuania has many more Reformed churches, but the Lithuanian Reformed Church has gone through some internal struggles in recent years, and they receive assistance from the Baltic Seminary, the Riga Seminary, digitally. Lectures are sent to students in Lithuania through the computer. And so when I'm teaching in Latvia, I might have a classroom of, let's say, 15 to 20 people. One or two of them might be seminary students proper. But then you also have, in the seminary program there, instruction that is available for, we call it, lay leaders, that is, non-ordained people, elders, Sunday school teachers, Bible study leaders, that kind of thing. And they will be present in the classroom. Another difference is that I do get a lot of auditors, people who are not really interested in becoming ordained pastors, and they're not really studying so that they can achieve a position of leadership within the congregation, but rather they just want to sit and listen to the teaching on Isaiah or the Pentateuch or the post-exilic prophets. And sometimes you get laity, therefore, who are from non-Reformed backgrounds. Occasional Baptists or Lutherans students will come and sit in as well. And so that provides kind of a different dynamic than what I would have here at Mid-America, where the vast majority of my class will be MDiv students, men aiming for the ordained ministry. I do have, when I'm teaching an evening class, if I teach seminarians, I don't use a translator. I sometimes pause to ask what the Latvian word is for this technical term or that technical term, and then someone will know it and they'll discuss it. But when I'm teaching more of the laity, many of them understand English, but some of them, wishing to have a more precise understanding of what I'm saying, will, through transistor, ear pods, whatever, listen to the translator who sits in the back of the room, and I try to speak slow enough, and I try to take all the American English idioms out of my speech as much as possible, and I watch as the translator speaks quietly into a mic simultaneously, which is not an easy task. That always adds to a unique, a different dynamic there than what I experience here.
How can our listeners and constituents of the seminary learn more about this Reformed presence in Latvia or support it in any way?
The organization that exists here in North America that, shall we say, technically sends me there, although the invitation comes from the seminary in Riga, is an organization that goes by the acronym ITEM, which stands for International Theological Education Ministries, ITEM, Inc. It's centered in St. Louis, Missouri, because that's where Dr. Van Groningen was teaching at the time that this organization got started. And so I would say you could Google, I suppose, ITEM and discover more about its work. It started out as Christ for Russia, and the idea was to provide Reformed theological education in countries that had been communist, but after the fall of the Iron Curtain and the breakup of the Soviet Union, there was a desire on the part of Reformed and eventually Presbyterian pastors and church leaders joined in that to extend that education beyond Russia to Ukraine. Then the invitation came from Latvia. So ITEM is the organization that raises support for people who go there or provides financial support for the church, I should say for the seminary in Riga, Latvia.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us. We appreciate hearing about your time there in Latvia. Well, that's a wrap for episode 4. To hear past Officeology episodes, simply go over to midamerica.edu/podcasts, where you'll find them archived. Stay tuned for more future episodes as we dive headlong into this fall semester, where we interview some students, and maybe you'll learn a thing or two about Mid-America Reform Seminary that you never have before. I'm Jared Luchador. Stay tuned, friends.